Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Anime Brothers. As you can see, someone's back. We have Mr. Quiet Jams returning for Paternity Eve. And like I said, we already know he's the king dude doing too much. That's King DTM right there. So he's back. Welcome back, Quiet Jams.
What up? And what up?
I know. Wow. As you guys know, we've been in recording episodes. Obviously, everything's getting pre-recorded. But during our meantime, we had another addition to the Anime Brothers family. Mr. Ty So Fly had his son Theodore join the crew.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy for him. And while we're still announcing stuff and new additions, it's time to announce that finally, your boy. Why did my name just not get changed? Your boy, Disciple Dash. Yo, I'm looking at myself. I'm about to say, I'm like, yo, why is my government name all in here?
Right. Dang.
All right. It really is. I didn't know you had a chance. Yeah.
Yo, announcement killed. Announcement killed. It's done.
Announcement deterred. We're here. We're back. There we go. Your boy, Disciple Dashni is having a baby boy.
Yeah.
Coming July 2021.
Do it.
Nice. My,
about to rebrand this whole entire thing to Anime Fathers.
Yeah, right?
What's going on with my kid? Bring back my screen. What is going on? Yo, we have so many. There we go. We back.
There it is.
Nah, man. The government found out you're about to be a parent. They took your money away. They're like, nah, no more.
That's the kid tax.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Speaking of anime fathers.
Today we have a very special guest with us. We have the sensation. Welcome. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Sensation's been a friend of the pod for many years before we even were a pod. This is his first appearance. But we love him.
What up?
I work in the shadows.
Work in the shadows.
I mean, he really do though, because he's all up in the Snapchat group.
I know, just heard all stuff.
Giving us ideas on what to do and whatnot.
There you go.
So I won't Before we get into it, tell us a little about yourself, Mr. Haitian Sensation. What anime do you watch or have you watched?
No specific order, but was a big fan of Sailor Moon. It was very problematic for me that they went to school and they just changed outfits and no one knew who they were at night. But, you know, I breezed past that. right? Boondocks, another one. Technically, I don't know if it falls in the anime.
It is.
Some people do. A lot of people do. I don't, but you know, I still love it.
Yeah.
This debate's going on one of our posts.
I have the same storytelling vibe that they usually have. Cowboy Bebop was pretty dope when I was like younger. I used to watch that.
Classic.
That one, like, even though there was a lot of random things that happened on it, I was like, yo, they're in space. So yeah, cool. That makes sense. Like, I just, like, the logic was like, yeah, all right, why not? I would say those are probably the top three ones I've consistently watched. I mean, there's a few offshoots like Samurai Jack and stuff like that. I mean, some might argue, I have a hot take. The maker of Samurai Jack is the same person that made Dexter's Laboratory, which could technically, the way they're drawn
cartoons.
I'm just
They don't qualify. They don't qualify.
They're cartoons.
They fly and they do like the little stuff, man.
Pop-up girls like might be.
The Dragon Ball Z characters, like when they're flying and they have all the effects and stuff on them. I don't know.
Did you just link Powerpuff Girls and Dragon Ball Z?
I went under the hill and I was just like, yeah.
Praise for consistency, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, so we staying on this path.
Yeah, it's a very, very ambitious length I just try to do.
Nah, but today's episode.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
And Otter Quiet Jam's coming back. Let's do a quick confessions.
I mean, I was gonna say that, but yeah, it was.
Oh, I'm just saying, yo, like,
I was gonna let Dashy go and say what he was gonna say because I knew he was gonna include. Oh, you know.
Yeah, oh, my fault.
Okay. Oh, I was gonna say today's episode we are discussing Attack on Titan seasons 1 and 2, but since we have the return of Quiet Jams, let's get a quick confessions going.
I'm dead.
Ooh.
But you know, you thought you were gonna head and ruin all that.
That's I know. give me a quick confession. What was your favorite from what we watched? What is your favorite part of season 1 and 2, Attack on Titan? Confess to me, please.
I'll let you take this first.
My favorite part. I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I watched it, and then I did the recap. And Attack on Titan, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I'm looking for, like, you know, heroes with powers, you know, saving a day. I don't consider transforming into a Titan a cool power.
I mean, yeah, so, it is a power, though. Like,
it is a power. Why do you think I said cool power? I didn't say power. I said cool power. All right? I tried to give him credit.
You don't think transforming to a Titan is a cool power?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think it's cool at all.
Isn't he essentially the Incredible Hulk?
Yeah, he's basically the Hulk. See, there you go.
Mad or angry and he turns into a Titan.
But the Hulk at least had pants. They don't even have pants on.
They don't need them.
That was weird. Why are they naked?
Hulk's right? Pants don't make no sense. Why do his shorts expand?
Yeah, that's taking me off of it because I was like...
The ultimate pair of stretch pants. Come on.
But who wants a naked Titan? Let my power be. I'm gonna grow into a Titan that's naked. Like, what's up?
Apparently, everybody. Have you seen the fan base?
I know, right?
I understand the fan base. I'm just saying it's not for Ty. So,
sorry. There's one country that apparently they censor him, and all the Titans have pants on. By the way.
Oh. Maybe I'd like it if I was in that country.
But it doesn't make sense when they transform. You can see like their bodies. It's not like their bodies transform into the actual Titans. They're still controlling. The Titans are just surrounded by a bunch of muscles and whatnot. It doesn't make sense for them to have clothes. The clothes to come out of nowhere.
Yo, all I'm saying is it could be anime logic. You know, it could happen.
Let's not get into anime logic. That's a slippery slope.
I know.
That is a slippery slope.
You just went there. But I guess to answer the question or the quick confession, I guess when... Aaron he found out about the other two dudes that turned into Titans, the gigantic Titan and the armored Titan, and then they
just and Rainer.
Yeah. So I thought that scene that turned into the fight, I thought that was pretty sick. So
nice
there. Even though I think transforming into a Titan is lame.
Yeah, lame.
That's what I was gonna say.
How about that?
Asian Sensation, what you got for us?
I mean, I couldn't get past the fact that they're naked.
You go, I didn't even watch it. I didn't want anything to do with it. I'm here because y'all asked me to be here. What do you want from me?
I got one. It's a little weird. Well, at some point, wasn't the girl Annie turns into one? Mm-hmm. And because I'm a creep, I was like, naked too? What's the deal with that? That was a little weird.
He said, I'm a creep.
I was like, okay. Like,
Annie, are you okay?
Yo. Yo. Y'all are ridiculous. Your Titan forms are just nothing but muscles and skin.
It's a naked skin.
But in Annie's case, thickness. No.
You were thick with a C, a couple C's.
Yeah, y'all are some damn fools. I have two favorite moments like from the first season. My first one is going to be when the female Titan attacks Levi's crew in the forest, and then this is just a battle with Eren, and then Mikasa and Levi show up. Like those are my two favorite characters in the whole entire show. So when they come through to do that work, just Levi's eyes when he wants to kill Titans. Levi is a grand beast, and then Mikasa, It's just, you already know Mikasa's a full OG. They're both lethal and deadly. And so, like, when they come to fight the female Titan, like, that's one of my favorite parts. And then my second one, again, involves the female Titan and Mikasa, is when the season finale of season one, when Eren's fighting female Titan, and she's trying to climb the walls, and then she's hardening her fingertips, and then Mikasa just comes like, nope, slices right underneath the armored fingertips, and just utters one word, fall. I was like,
yo, I was savage.
I geeked out at that part, hardcore.
Nice.
Are my favorite moments.
Cool. My favorite thing about the show is basically everyone's Spider-Man. I like the whole, like, you web sling from tree to tree. It's just a thing I got.
Oh, the 3D maneuvering gear? Yeah, that's
good. Oh, yeah.
It's like, what? So that was cool for me. What?
Like, time.
Oh, it's not really a time.
Yeah, it's like their own type of universe. I think the year starts off on, like, I think it starts with like the year 800 or like 825, something like that. It's weird.
Yeah, it's
like a steampunk thing. Like, they're using like swords and stuff, but they also have like the ability to put like motors and things and fly. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like a mixture of like old timey medieval type stuff, and then like they also have like, hey, we can have gas powered things that can make us like fly.
Yeah, they don't have like electricity per se. But they do have like, looks like hydraulic pumps, and they have that's what makes the gear work. And they have like, I guess, the ability to smelt probably steel at this point. That's about all they got.
A lot more stuff gets revealed in season 3, and way more stuff gets revealed in season 4. If you continue on, but it's sort of, you sort of get understanding as to why it is.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because I said something about like getting set back in time. This to that in season 1 and 2, because I haven't watched season 3 or 4.
Same.
Anyway, yeah.
not really getting sent back in time. But
no, not sent good. Back, but like things get stopped like by Titans. Anyways, my actual favorite moment is actually really dark. you know, the Titans are attacking the town, and like, you know, the resupply crew is like stuck inside the what is that, reliquary or whatever they call it, and like, you know, you got the guy that's sitting there, and he's like loading this musket, and he's like taking his time loading up this musket, and this lady's like, what are you doing? The muskets don't even work on the Titans. He's just like, pop pop, puts a little plunger in it. He goes, I finally got it. And then he takes the musket, and you see the camera pan to her, and it goes,
he didn't care about no Titans, man.
He didn't care. He's like, yo, I'm done. Yeah, Attack on Titan is that dark.
Yo, and honestly, that's really what got me into like loving the entire series in the beginning, because I was watching the first episode, like, if especially starting from the first episodes, like, you see Eren, Mikasa, and Armin, they're just chilling as kids. All of a sudden, they're just doing their regular routine. All of a sudden, you see that explosion, and the colossal Titan is just right there. You see this big old head just appearing right over the wall, and I'm just like, what is going on? And this is like right when the show starts, and I'm just like, yo, what is going on? All of a sudden, like, he raises that leg and blasts the door open, and I'm just like, yo, what is this show about? Next thing you know, you have the Armored Titan. It's just like, all right, you started the distraction. Armored Titan just comes in, creates an even bigger hole through the wall, and then Titan's just blowing in. What was it, Maul? They were in the wall, Maria. That was the first wall.
Yep.
And then you see Eren's, like, Titans come in, fill up wall Maria, and you see Eren's mom get eaten by a Titan.
So sad.
And it's just like, that's what starts off his whole entire path of hating Titans, because like he kept that anger of watching his mom being eaten by a Titan the whole entire time. And in the beginning, you have this one dude, Hans is garbage. I'm just gonna say it right now. I can't stand Hans. Like, this dude was so lame, one of the weakest people. But yeah, it's crazy. And it's like Aaron's pops, like I don't know where he, like you find, they tell you where he was later on, but it's just like my man was nowhere in sight during the attack. Yeah, I'm just like, all right, this is some BS. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he watches his mom get eaten, and that just fuels his rage to go and start like attacking the Titans.
Yeah,
I have a question.
Right up.
Is Han? I mean, two things. I mean, Han's kind of stuck from what I've seen, but he didn't want the smoke, and he was like, "Listen, I could stay here, we all die, or." And I'm shooting him some bail here. He's like, his feet. He was like, "If I stay here and try to help you, we all die, or I take your kid. 2 out of 3 is not so bad. I'm just saying, you know."
She requested
he was
that.
Like he was doing the what do you call that stuff? Like he was, it was a chess move. He was like, "All right, you know, I sacrificed the pawn." And like,
in that moment, yes. But then on later episodes, my man just stays like, "Yo, Hans, you weak."
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I get why he did it.
yeah. Hans is Aaron's mom requested that Hans just take the kids because her legs were crushed and she couldn't move, so that wasn't gonna fly.
Yeah, it was gonna slow him down. Yeah, I mean, although the Titans move kind of slow for the most part, right? It
sounds like I don't think they move slow at all. Actually, they move kind of fast,
and like they're
it's not. They're all different depending on the situation. Yeah. Sometimes just walk real slow, others run like crazy. Like it's never like one thing. Like every time a Titan attack, it's always different depending on some of the Titans you're facing. And they're so creepy. They always have so like, creepy looking.
Oh, they have that like, blood.
Yeah.
Just like coming at you with no emotion. You're like, oh, what's up?
Yeah. And they have those like jolt moves, like you know, they'd be jumping through town and all of a sudden someone goes like, whoa, what the hell? It's the craziest thing.
I also don't like the fact that they kill everybody, basically.
Oh, I love it. I love that.
I didn't realize this. I had watched the first season of Attack on Titan. I had to watch it again to realize that I watched it. But like I feel like the entire time I was watching it, I was like, yo, everyone that I like that like got an academy and all this other stuff, everyone's dead. Like, what's going on here? Why did I just watch this?
That's instantly why I fell in love with the show. I was just like, yo, I thought all these people were going to be main characters. I thought all these people were going to be main characters of Beast.
I have another hot take for that. Obviously, Game of Thrones copied that method.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
We'll get attached to these people. They're spendable AF. Like some of the people, like I was just like, oh, that person got the name. Next scene done. And you're like, why did I even introduce this character? Why did you even bother giving him screen time if you're just gonna dispose of him like fairly quickly? Like I don't need to know your backstory, bro. Like you're gonna die in the next 5 minutes.
it's wild the way they build them up just to kill them off.
And they're like, nope.
Yeah. I started giving them the Game of Thrones treatment. Like, you got a name. I'm like, I don't even need to know it. I don't even know half the characters' names anymore.
And the thing is, like, it's not even just like a regular quick test. These things, you show them getting bit, having their bones ripped apart, getting stomped on. Like, it's so graphic. And I'm just like, oh, that's when I knew. I was like, this anime is epic. This anime is epic.
Kind of very graphic because when you think about it, I'm like, they're like, teenagers for the most part, like you know, they went to the academy, so the like, borderline 19-20 at most,
lower.
Even lower than that. But I'm just 16, like, yo, this all started when they were kids, like they didn't know these features when they were kids, so it's just like, okay, we get a time skip and now they're older, they joined the academy, and you find there's three different branches of like I guess the military or like the government or whatever for them. There's a survey corps, the military police, and then
what is that called? This starts with a D. The ones that protect the wall.
Is that the defense team?
Right,
no, I don't think it's called defense. that just sounds wrong.
It starts with a D. It starts with a D.
Like, you mean Trump supporters?
Nah,
it's good.
It's a garrison.
Like a Garrison. I get G's and D's transposed, guys. I'm just bro. So sorry.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, for real, actually. Oh. You guys see me having to correct these posts?
Yeah. Same. The Garrison.
Okay, so, the three army regiments. So you have the Garrison, the Survey Corps, and then the military police. Yo, the military police are scumbags. Yeah. Yo, I'm just say this right now. They're super corrupt. You don't find that out until more season 2 and 3, but the military police are corrupt. Which
sound like real life.
Exactly. Pretends to be shocked.
Facts.
Pretends to be shocked. But Eren decides he wants to be. Well, first of all, they're in there before there. What was the unit called? The 404 or 400 or something like that? What was their class?
I think it was 400. I think it was. So
when they were in the academy, they're just trying to decide what regiment they're going to want to be in. When we're in the academy, we get introduced. So Eren, we have the three main people, Eren, Mikasa, Armin. Those are their childhood friends. They all go up and join the academy. And then we get introduced to other characters such as Annie, Connie, Bertolt Reiner. We got Jean. Jean. And those are the main. Oh yeah, Marco. I forgot about Marco. Those are the main academy kids. Like you find out, the other people get introduced, but those people are like the main academy kids. And so they're training or whatever. And you right from the start, Annie's a badass. And just a beast. She whoops Eren or whatever. And then, you know, her and Mikasa got like a standoff. And like you want to see it though. It's like you want to see them fight. Like, and it's like something in the element of the show, just like you see this like who to win that fight, Mikasa or Annie. There's a one-on-one hardcore, and it's just like, okay. I want to see it happen. I'm pissed that it didn't happen, but I really wanted to see that.
You know, they're setting it up. Like, you know, she'll be in later seasons doing things that she can do. And same with Mikasa. It's setting up for a grudge match. I can't wait. It'll be great. Sorry.
And so I think what happened. So they're going through the training. That we get another time skip to their like graduation.
Yeah.
From the academy. And so they get to choose which regiment they want to be in. Most of them. Or did all of them join the Survey Corps? Or did some people branch off? I think all of them joined
the Survey Corps. I think they all wanted Survey Corps. They all wanted Survey Corps.
Oh, my bad. I forgot one character. Sasha, too. Sasha was there.
Sasha.
wait. Potato Girl?
We can't forget about Sasha.
Sasha, big.
Outside the walls. So, you know, it's graduation. Eren's part of the Survey Corps. He's happy. My man's at the top of the wall, like, yeah, I finally made it. And right there, as soon as he puts a period on that statement, boom, the Colossal Titan is back. Titan's return. And of course, that's never a good sign. So, right then and there, Eren, you know, he wants his revenge, gets thrown all the way back to his memory of his mom getting eaten. He's trying to take on the Colossal Titan all by himself. And like he thinks he got the nape already and prepared for it. And then he gets hit with a blast of steam. That's one of the Colossal Titan's power. Like, not only is he huge, when it's just form, he can release steam from his body. That's extremely hot.
Yep.
As other members of the Survey Corps.
They got steam now.
Just saying.
Yep. And then he finds out that the Colossal Titan is nowhere to be found. And it's like, wait a minute. Where did something that big go? It's gone. He disappeared into thin ass air.
Facts. No. He just disappeared.
Nah, he's gone.
Magic. You know, complete out of chaos. What up?
So before you say anything more, I just want to make sure. Are we going to spoiler territory or?
No, we just discussed the first 2 seasons.
Okay. No, I'm saying, like, are you gonna reveal what happens? Like, are you like, because there's a plot point I want to ask, but I don't know if it's going to be revealed later on, season 3 and 4. But
I asked you a question.
All right, because since we found out like Annie is a Titan, because the parents turn into a Titan, is essentially like all the Titans are regular people that can turn into one, or that's only specific some that can do that?
That's not a spoiler. They discussed that in season 2. That in season 2. Like, they realize it towards the end of season 2. And we're not following any type of order here, so we just go back and forth throughout the episodes and seasons. But yeah.
Jameel style.
I was going to say,
Quiet James is a spoiler, okay? That's his style.
I haven't watched the later seasons. I can't do later seasons. I have to start watching as we talk about them.
No, in season 2, they do, the Cervic Corps goes out and back to Sasha and Connie's home area, and Connie sees a Titan that's at his house, that's like basically impaled on his house, and it's looking, and like he's trying to find his mother or whatever, and so they're trying to look for survivors of the town, but the whole town is overrun by Titans, and so there's a Titan that's impaled like on his house or whatever, and it can't move because his legs are like its legs aren't developed, but like everything the top half is. And so as he's about to walk away on his horse and just leave that area, the Titan that's impaled on the house says, "Welcome home." And he just looks back at it like, "Yo, what's crazy?" And so later on, part of a more people go back to the Atlantis to do an investigation, and they find a picture of like Connie's mom and his family, and then you see a striking resemblance to Connie's mom in the Titan that's impaled on the house, and they realize, oh, that is Connie's mom. So that's when they get the theory that the Titans are regular humans that have been transformed. But this part is a spoiler, like, so when, because it gets discussed in season 3, but the thing is, so like there are like the mindless Titans that just run around eating people no matter what you see. But then there are main specific Titans like Eren and Annie and Berto and Rhino. Like, there are species who are actually functioning and know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, sentient Titans. They think and they move and they know what's going on.
Yep. But then you also have the Beast Titan who talks.
Yep, he's one of them.
Yep.
He talks?
Yeah.
The Beast Titan also controls other Titans, which is really cool. It's like, okay.
Well, Eren gets that, sort of.
What's your take on that? I mean, you can control other ones. I'm just saying, power levels are rising.
So his power is unique, that, and they haven't explained really what it is, because that won't get touched on until season 4. And I only know that because I've read the manga, so I know what's going on. But they go way more in depth into the Beast Titan's actual like power. But so like there are specific like ascension Titans that can actually, who are really important to the storyline, and you get introduced. So we have Eren, Annie, Bertolt Reiner, Ymir, and the Beast Titan, who I won't name. I was this close to naming them, but I won't, because they don't say his name until much later.
The Voldemort Titan.
Yeah.
Yo, Reggie, where's your face at, man? Where you at? He's melting, yo. He's melting.
Right?
He's relaxed.
I am very relaxed.
But anyways, yeah, this is the point in the show where I started getting like Full Metal Alchemist vibes, because it was like, okay, there's a plot, there's a conspiracy going on, and like, now we need to watch the rest, because I need to solve the mystery. This is getting really interesting. So like,
but like it really takes off, because like I said, when Eren, after they graduate or whatever, and Eren's like feeling himself, they get it, the Colossal and Beast Titan come back again, and the town gets overrun by Titans, which one, this is now what Wall Rose, right, at this time, because they already attacked, they already did Wall Rose, and then the Wall Rose gets attacked.
Yeah.
So they got to get pushed into the third wall, and this is probably one of a funny moment, because like, this the scumbag, he's one of the rich people, of course, trying to like get for himself. He's trying to get his whole entire caravan into the tiny tunnel to go into the third wall, and it gets stuck when that obviously holds up the evacuation. And Mikasa gets pissed, was like, nah, player, we moving this thing out of here. Get the hell out. The people come first. Oh. She went like full Mikasa mode.
Threatens his ass, man. She goes up there. I'm like, you don't move it. It's like, you're going to threaten my superior? You're going to do that from the grave? Like, what are you going to do? Yeah. She makes moves. She makes it happen. All the people get out, and she was pissed because people were dying because this dude was blocking the way. Doesn't make sense.
Then you get the Survey Corps and the garrison trying to defeat the Titans, and Armin's about to get eaten by a Titan, and Eren puts him out and saves his life. Yo, and the worst part of here, that was still one of my funny moments. I'm just like, yo, Eren, you got, and I love how it's now turned into a meme, because it's like, oh, yo, Eren, you're going to make it your main character. You can't die.
Boom. Yeah. I think that was the point in the first season. I was like, yo, the guy that I've been watching this show for just got eight. Doesn't make no sense.
Yeah, I called it over after that. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Game.
My man got his leg.
Yeah, not even just that. He gets swatted, right? And so he
first falls, he gets his leg crushed.
Yeah. And then his boy is like getting eaten, and he's like, nah, man, I'm going to save you. I'm like, how come nobody's ever been able to snatch somebody out the mouth, but you can? Mm-hmm. And then gone. Gulp.
That's why.
Arm gone.
Yeah, you see the arm.
I thought this was setting up Mikasa to be the main character after. Like, there was going to be like a little bit and switch to like, Eren was the main character, but this whole time, this chick. That's what I thought it was going to do. And I was like, actually, I was good for it. I was like, okay.
I thought they pulled the rope with dope.
Right. I thought so too. And, nah, but she's a little bit too cold. She was real, real cold, especially after she found out he died. She tried to like.
I mean, he's pretty much her guiding force.
Yeah.
And plus, her being cold. I was just gonna say, her being cold fits Attack on Titan, the culture, the feel, the atmosphere of Attack on Titan.
Like, well, you didn't even. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say she is the epitome of the show, I think. Because, I mean, Eren's a little lightheaded. I mean, lighthearted, I should say. Lighthearted than her. Than her? Yeah, she's mad cold.
Anybody compared... Well, at this point, anybody compared to Mikasa at this point is lighthearted. Because she's cold. She's except for maybe Captain Levi.
Actually, no, they could date. Captain it would Levi make sense.
Kind of similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't even get to why she's so cold, though, because, like, when she was younger, she got, like, kidnapped, daddy got killed, mommy got killed because they were Oriental, and that was rare because, you know, Japanese people always had to be, like, you know, top of the top when they make an anime. It's like, oh, that's why she's so skilled, because she's Oriental.
She was different, so they're trying to kill her. And then Eren's dad, when they were traveling, Eren and his dad were traveling, and they stumbled upon he's an interesting character, but they stumble upon Mikasa's house, and then Eren's dad tells them to go look to see if there's a kid around, and the three men are attacking Mikasa. Eren comes and saves his life. That's when Eren gets his first legitimate kill. Oh, at the tender age of like 5-6. Kills two of the three men that attack, and he's getting beat up. You know what it's like, Eren, I found interesting. My man's getting choked by the third dude. He has a
monologue.
Yeah. He has a full on monologue while he's getting choked. Like, how?
It's like, why are you waiting for him to transform? Just choke the kid out. Like, come on. This is transform. But, like, you know, it's like Vegeta. Yeah. Like, Vegeta, let him transform. Like, no, don't do that. Just finish the kill. What are you doing?
My man got a full on monologue. The thing is, while he's getting choked, and he's talking to Mikasa too. He's not even worried about the dude that's choking him. He's sitting there talking to Mikasa. Like, yo, you gotta stand up and fight. But apparently, anime logic, that's what she needed to find the strength. And shit, Mikasa comes and kills the third dude. I'm just like, wow.
Not only that, though, she breaks the hilt of the knife that she's holding. She breaks the ground. So we find out she's a little stronger than she should be for like a 5-year-old.
Wait, at that point, Eren's 5 years old delivering monologues?
Yeah, killing people.
Something like, I'm just saying, I can't remember. I don't know. I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember his actual age, but he might as well be 5 foot as young as they were.
I'm like, I couldn't do shit. 5 years old, this dude's doing monologues. And...
he's probably like 8 or something, but I was like, still, at 8, boy, how you doing a monologue? Why you? It's not that he just did a monologue. It's my man did a monologue while getting choked. While getting choked. Full force.
And he inspired his girl to murder somebody. Stabbed in the heart through the back. You know how hard that is? I don't personally know, but you know, I figure it's pretty hard.
I like how you're doing that disclaimer. I don't personally know.
I just heard about it.
Yeah. So we found out she's a BAMF.
So that is their backstory. But like, it is interesting because though we get thrown. So Mikasa is this badass, but then at the loss of Eren, she like completely just like zones out and is just like, yo, I'm just ready to give up on life now that Eren's not gone. But then so at Titan, she's about to get attacked by a Titan. But yet by instinct, she moves out the way. She's just like, yo, why am I still fighting? I thought I was ready to give up. Blah, blah, blah. So like, but more Titans are coming. All of a sudden, you think it's the end for them. All of a sudden, you see this random ass Titan come out and kill the Titan that was about to kill Mikasa and the crew. What was it? Mikasa, Connie, and Armin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they called it an abnormal Titan. Yeah,
they called it abnormal. So all you see is this one Titan just going through and just beating the hell out of the other Titans. It's like, yo, this is our time to make our escape. Let's do it.
Right. What I love about that Titan, he just, everything is full force. Nothing. It's very, very My Hero Academia. It's like this hand's gone, and I don't care, because it regenerates. But like, it's a always.
He didn't know that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he didn't know that. But you know, I love the open hand slap. Bow, his hand explodes, and then you watch it regenerate. It's like, oh snap! He didn't even get you with the fist.
Nope.
So we know Connie now. So you go back to like, this is how I think sometimes. Like I go back to, you know, when she's being attacked as a human, like, couldn't you have just transformed into a Titan and taken him out too? But I understand that she would have given up her identity, but would you rather die or?
I feel like she knew she wasn't going to die, or maybe she didn't have the power at the time.
Wait, who, Annie?
Yeah.
He just said Connie. Who the hell's Connie?
Oh, did I? My fault. My fault. My fault.
I was like, I know Connie. My fault. I know Connie's a dude.
Sorry.
Because there's like so many characters in there. I'm like, maybe that's the one. That's one of the ones that like stayed up and died within 5 minutes.
My fault. Wrong person.
There were plenty of those.
It's expensive.
I can't even remember like even though I watched it, like I still can't remember like, the names of the people who just got. I thought they were gonna be important and they weren't.
Yeah. Right.
Is that Marco, right? Something.
Oh yeah, Marco just died off. Marco died off screen. Lady and Michelle, like you just find a point. Marco was dead.
He got bitten half the long way, right?
Oh.
Yeah. They show him at the end.
Marco got. I was just like, okay, yo, like this. I thought I said like, yo, the Academy kids are safe. They're good. Nothing's gonna happen to them.
Yeah, the problem is we watched Naruto.
I was so wrong.
We watched Naruto. the Academy kids.
That's like not even like Naruto. It's just like how many like anime where you have like the main characters just like dying and not coming back. Like DBZ, it just made me just like, nah, main characters are right, even if they die.
Yeah,
you know, just wish them back with a Dragon Ball. Yeah.
Dragon Balls.
This is actually, Melissa was watching some of this with me and she goes, like, I was like, yo, all the main characters keep dying. She goes, yeah, but don't they come back? I'm like, no, they do not. They absolutely do not come back to life. Once you're dead, you're done.
Not here. Well, it took Naruto, like Neji didn't get gotten until all the way into like the final battle.
Yo, and I was still sad. I'm still sad about it. Every time I see some pictures online, I'm like, dang, Neji.
He's too skilled. I don't understand why they didn't kill somebody else. You can't kill Hinata, but you know.
What I still don't understand is he had the ultimate defense and he knew where his weak point was. He easily could have, I'm just saying, he easily could have done something.
It's not that episode, Ty.
Anime magic. Ty's going off. Like I said, anime logic. But so they come up with the Survey Corps, the rest of the Survey Corps, they come up with this like, yo, if this abnormal Titan is fighting all these other Titans. Let's just bring them towards all these other Titans. I'm just like, okay, that's a smart plan. Oh, we're trying to get away. But then all of a sudden, the Abnormal Titan gets overrun by a bunch of other Titans. It's like, damn, he's kind of getting got. Then all of a sudden, he just bursts through this summer. He gets super rage mode. And he finally was able to, like, destroy the Titans. And, like, he bites off.
Yeah,
I think, boy, what did he bit off someone's neck, bit off one of the Titans' neck.
Yeah, it was a Titan who ate somebody earlier that night, and they were like, "Oh, oh my God, it's him! Thomas. We want revenge."
Yeah, that's the one. Hey, my bad, Thomas. That's one of the regular dudes that got that was going to be main. Thomas got.
For me and characters, I never made it.
Yeah. And then so he bites his dude's neck. He got no arms. He goes.
Yeah, and just bit this. That all of a sudden you see the Abnormal Titan fall to the ground, and then Eren just pops out, and it's like, what? Yeah. That like the my first time watching the episode, I said, "What the hell just happened?"
Right?
Because like I was like, "Yo, I thought Eren was dead." Because the thing is, it wasn't just like Eren got eaten all of a sudden. Here, a good like 2 to 3 episodes passed, and we didn't see Eren. So I'm like, "Yo, Eren's just gone out the picture now."
Yeah, he's and forgotten like, about. I'm like, "Who's that guy again?" That's right.
And I'm like, "Wait,
Mikasa shows some emotion at that point." I'm like, "Wait a second. She got some feels now? Okay.
I was just like, yo, what just happened? He's a Titan? He inside Titan? I was just like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, you see... I think that's when you see the flashback. You get into a flashback. Eren's with his dad. I forgot. Yeah. They were getting chased by somebody. I forgot. They were getting chased down. I see by somebody like I don't know what was going on, but like I don't want to reveal too much. Mm-hmm. That gets revealed down the road. But like Eren gets,
He's talking to his dad in the forest, and his dad's like, "You need to learn how to control this power. Think of this, think of that." And then he ejects him with something, which shows that he's actually seen his dad after the entire like Colossal Titan, very first time, which is big plot point. So it's like, oh, okay, so his dad's not like dead. He's just hiding or missing. Yeah. But then the next scene, they're getting like basically interrogated at gunpoint by, I don't know, the dude who shook. I don't even know his name no more. It's Mikasa, it's Eren, and it's Scaredy Cat. I don't know his name because I just didn't commit it to memory. And then they're all being interrogated by one of the leaders, and is like, "Yo, are you human or are you Titan?" I am human.
And he's like, he wasn't trying to hear that.
Yeah, I ain't trying to hear that. See,
he asked the question. He didn't care for the answer.
Yeah,
like his mind was already made up.
Yeah, he goes. That's unfortunate. Fire.
Shooting at him, right?
Yeah, they shot a cannon at him. Yep.
Like, oh, she's like, just throw a cannon at this situation. A little excessive. Like,
yeah. But why? Yeah. Yeah, a cannon. There were just three of them.
That's three people.
they shot a big ass cannon, and then that's when Eren realizes like how to like somewhat transform. He realizes he can transform by like inflicting pain on himself.
Yeah.
So he bites down on his fingertips, and like he's able to create a semi. Like half of a Titan's body, top half, to block the cannon, of course, which shit scares everybody. So old boy is like, "Yo, you see, I had enough. Enough is enough." So he tries to go and shoot another. He's ready to shoot another cannon at him, and he gets stopped by Commander Pixies. He's just like, "Yo, listen, enough is." I was like, "All right, enough." Eren's part of a scientific experiment. He's here to help the army, and that was how Eren ends up getting saved.
Yeah, well, his boy had to plead his case on his behalf, and he goes, "All right, that's a good plan. I like that plan. We can do this. Bring him to the top of the wall." He goes, "Yo, so you were just talking BS, or can you really do this?" He goes, "A little bit of both. We'll figure it out, but I think I got a plan." And so they decide to have almost everybody distract all the Titans inside the district by standing on one of the corners of the wall and not engaging. That brings all the Titans away from wherever they were trying to go, and then they have towards the rock, the giant rock that Eren has to move in Titan form, and they have a small force go with them, including Mikasa, which is a I think it was a bad move because he was a little mad at her at the time. He's like, no, you're staying on the other side. And that's probably why things ensued.
Right, because the plan was for Eren to use his Titan power to get a boulder to block up the wall.
Yeah.
To Wall Rose. It's like to stop more Titans from coming through. And when Eren does his transformation, he loses control of his Titan powers again and starts attacking Mikasa. It's like, yo, listen. And then Armor's just like, yo, what's going on, Eren? And he's just like, nah, he's knocked out right now. He's not good. So just keep going.
red smoke.
It's like, yo, we got a problem on our hands. But then Armor's just like, yo, listen, Eren, we need you. So he takes his blade and just stabs Eren through the shoulder, like through the Titan shoulder, all the way into his actual body.
Yep.
That's like, damn. Because like, no, nah, don't worry, yo. He can heal. He'll just heal up right after this.
He wasn't too sure. Disregard.
Yeah. It really wasn't. But the complete disregard for the actual body was just like, listen, we need you. But that finally woke Eren up and he regained his memories. And it's just like when he's carrying that boulder, the slow-mo walk through the alleyway, just
see, like, that's why boss. We have to fall slow, because this dude took a while to carry that rock.
Yeah.
It really did.
Well, I mean, I loved like the episodes in between where he hadn't gotten up yet, but like, you know, Pixis is like, yo, this was an all-in plan. Like, if he can't do it, then we're done. Humanity's doomed. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're dead.
So like, you know, everyone
all or nothing.
We took everyone else was always was like, yo, we gotta abandon the mission. And it was like, yo, we can't abandon the mission. Game is over. If he can't get back up, game's over. So it's like, get him back up, get him now.
So many lives were lost.
I know.
So many lives were lost. And I then, feel like, so long story short, Eren ends up blocking the closing up the wall.
Yeah.
Correct. To Wall Rose.
Yeah. Triumph mode. Gets the rock. Boom. He actually kind of slams it in there. So it ain't going nowhere. And then, we did it. It's a
I forgot what caused it, but during Eren, like, I forgot what the scene it was, like, off the top of my head, but like, Eren's like, I think he's getting like attacked or grabbed by somebody, and a key, he realized that he got the key that's attached to his neck, and he realized that's when it triggers the flashback to his father, and his father tells him, like, you need to learn to control this power, come back to Wall Maria and go to the basement, like, you'll finally understand what's going on.
Yeah. That was when they were at gunpoint.
Yes.
So
the whole and that's why they come up with this plan, because they need to block the wall to a Wall Rose, so clear out the Titans there, and then make sure that then they can start their advance to go into Wall Maria. So to try and get to close the basement.
Has anyone ever wondered why, like, you know, Eren and some of the other Titans, like, they can transform back into humans, or like you can cut them from the back, right, and pull the human out. Has anyone ever wondered why you can't do it to the other Titans?
They're not, like I said, there are specific Titans. They're not one of the Ascension Titans. That gets explained later on.
All right, cool. Yeah, I think the other ones, like, their bodies fully transform.
The other ones. The other ones are completely transformed into Titans.
So they're completely naked, not muscles, but naked. Oh.
So he's back on this. He's back on this.
If he wants to, like, sure.
Yeah, just like dude's mom. Like when dude's mom transforms, right?
Yep.
She transforms. She's not like that. That's why she's like, oh, Kaede. And she kind of looks like the mom. She doesn't look like some random person. Like when Eren transforms, like he turned all of a sudden beast mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically, like the other mindless ones, they are actual Titans. But the people that come out, they have a Titan power.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Cool. It's like having Senos like Sasuke.
Wait, isn't this a Senos?
You mean Susano?
He said Susano. Yeah, he said Sanos.
What I said?
You said
you said Sanos. I was like, what are you talking about? I mean, you know what? If that helps you, that's pretty much what it is. It's basically like a Susano.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's how I use it.
Yeah. That helps you understand it.
Why is it like, this may be like a weird plot point to me, but why is it like when you turn into the Titan, it's not, you know how we made the Incredible Hulk reference earlier? It's not really like that. When they turn out of it, he's inside, like almost like driving. It's like going to like a Power Ranger like Zord, and he's like controlling the thing from the inside.
That's what you
thinking, like when he's, you know, when he's the Titan, he is the Titan itself. There's no like a him inside the Titan. That's kind of strange to me.
So it's basically they're inside the Titan, like controlling the limbs, like you said, Power Ranger Megazord. Or Jamil's example for Susanoo, they're actually inside controlling their movements.
Yeah, I like Susanoo's because the Titans don't really have like mass to them. We find out like you kick the head or they kick like a severed body part, it has no weight, and so it's like, oh, all right, that doesn't add up. So you don't really have a weight to it, which is cool.
Dash, does later season explain why the Titans are like, yo, let's just go to this town and just eat people from time to time? Like, is there like a driving force that's making them do that, or just like, yo, we big, this small?
Honestly,
they're mindless. They don't know.
Yeah. Dash is like, he's like, yes, but
they're mind, like, they actually. I mean, that's just your thing. Like, when as soon as you turn to a Titan, it's just cause destruction and eat and kill. And that's pretty much it. Like, you see something move around, you're just eating.
Nom, nom, nom.
Like got my dogs. I'm hungry. I just eat everything in sight.
Yeah. They find out that you don't even, the Titans don't need, like, people for sustenance. They literally just eat them for the kill. It's like,
I was like, is this like, the only way they need to survive is to actually eat.
No.
So they don't even need to?
They eat people to murder people.
They're just messed up, man. They're just all psychopaths.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, they use like sunlight to metabolize, to live.
Like, and plants. Yeah.
So they theorize, the theory is like Titans move only in the sunlight. They don't move at night at all. Season 2.
Which is
wrong.
No.
I was going to say, what happened to that?
I guess debunked in season 1.
I was going to say, then they battle. They battle Annie at night, right? And they battle the Beast Titan at night.
Not even just that. There's, what is it? Bean and whatever the other Titans that get killed by accident. Not accident, but on purpose. The experimental Titans that, whatever the chick with the glasses name. I've told you, I don't remember the names no more.
Hanji, like when we get introduced to Captain Levi and Hanji, you know, she's a beast as well. But she's like a scientist, but she's obsessed with the science. And like whenever she sees Titans, like she wants to run the experiments with like on Eren, other Titans to figure out the mystery of the Titans. And they have two Titans like shackled up, not to move, but like in the middle of the night. Someone kills them. Someone kills those Titans.
Yeah, but she finds out one of the Titans was more active at night. Not more active, but didn't change activity. The other one like went to sleep when it was dark. So they put like a blanket over them both to figure it out.
So that theory that Titans only moved in the sunlight definitely got debunked, which kind of put people at a disadvantage when they try to move at night.
Mm-hmm. Yo,
I was just gonna say, like, once you said that, I was like, that's the move right there. Just snuck up on them all this. Well, they're napping and like, night.
they thought, but no. But they do, they are in the expedition to like, they're going around. Like, obviously, Eren's their valuable asset. They want to make sure to protect Eren. So they're doing some expedition. To try and get back to Maria, and during that they get the Survey Corps and Levi squad get attacked by
the trial. he's like shackled up in the
Jamil.
He's shackled up in the jail cell and they're interrogating him like, yo, what are you? What are you doing? What is your purpose? And Captain Levi is just like, yo, you need to tell me right here, right now, what do you want? He's like, yo, I want to join. Aaron is like, I want to join a survey squad and kill as many Titans as I can. And he's like, good enough for me. So even though he said, I'm going to take you under my protection or whatever, he ends up having to still be on trial because everyone's like, yo, this dude is a menace. We need to kill him, get rid of him. And so he gets brought up before like the magistrate or whatever. And like all the higher ups and soldiers are in the room inside this trial. They shackle him to a post. Like that would have done anything. If he wanted to transform into a Titan, let's be honest, like he would have just beast mode it out.
You not get him upset and he turns into a Titan in the middle of it anyways?
He didn't. There's a good portion of this that proves that, like, you know, he's not a threat. And I think he did it because of that. Anyway, so everyone's like, yo, kill him, kill him. A bunch of other people like, kill him. And Captain Levi.
Don't forget Levi beat his ass.
Yeah, I was getting to that. Levi was like, nah, don't kill him. I'll take him under my custody. And everyone's like, yo, he's a threat though. What if he gets mad? And then Levi is just like, he just comes up to him, slaps him, punches him, beats him to a pulp. This dude gets beat to a pulp. And I think he did it because he's like, yo, he's not a threat to nobody. Look at him. And everyone in the room is all uncomfortable. Like, yo, if he was going to tighten out, he would have done it a long time ago. Let's be honest. So Judge doesn't even have a gavel, by the way. I realize he's slamming his hand on the table. He's like, okay, order. And he's like, all right, we're going to leave him under Captain Levi's watch. And Captain Levi at the end of the episode is like, yo, you don't hate me, do you? I'm so sorry. But it worked. My plan worked. It was all good. And then they go to the forest.
It's true. So they're on the expedition and they get attacked by the female Titan. The female Titan is putting in work. So many people are getting killed by the female Titan. And Armin is about to get got because they thought. So basically they told him that Eren was going to be running with that crew, which was a lie, just in case, because they realized there was a spy. They kind of had an idea that there was a spy inside the group. So when they're getting attacked, Armin's about to get eaten by the female Titan. And then he said something about, he started screaming out. Someone went, I think it was Jean or somebody who went to go attack the female Titan. And then he called him a suicidal idiot. And that's when the female Titan just kind of stopped. And Armin thought he's about to get eaten, but then she lifts up his hood. It's like, and she notices that it's Armin and she kind of just takes off instead. And Armin's just like, yo, what the hell is going on? And so later on, you see somebody who's dressed in. So Eren, you know, is just kind of just walking around with Captain Levi's crew and the Levi squad, who are supposed to be elite. The Levi squad is elite. And then they're making sure, you know, they don't get got, like, Eren's just traveling. So he was like, we gotta get Eren to Wall Maria, because they realize Eren has Can I just skip over something?
From that scene?
No. So they need Eren, so they're going to Eren, and all of a sudden you see someone in Survey Corps gear throw up a flare.
Yeah.
Because I believe it wasn't like everybody else was using different color gear, but the Levi group was specifically using the green
smoke. Yeah. They were in survey. Yeah. They were in that group's Survey Corps gear. Yeah. You're correct.
Right.
Yeah.
And you see, someone throw up the flare, and then obviously a dude from Levi's group, he threw up the other flare just to show him where they were. So it was just like, all right, cool. Then you realize, I think it was Captain Levi, somebody else realizes, like, whoever threw up that flare
is the imposter.
Yeah. But by that point, it's too late because old boy gets got. Two more gays got. And it's like, yo, what is going on? We got a spy. All of a sudden, you see the female Titan just come through. And it's just like, yo, and then Eren, you know, Eren wants to get in his hero, like, I'm a badass hero mode. Yeah, let me fight him. Levi's like, hell to the no. He's like, nah, but I can do it. And then the Levi crew is just like, yo, did you disrespect us that much? Like, we told you, we're here to protect you. Let us do our damn job. You keep moving. It's like, we have, you have your job to do. We have ours. Keep it moving.
So sad.
And then also, so sad. It is. I mean, it was a great speech, and it amounted to nothing because they got caught.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm not gonna lie. I thought they had it at first because they had the. They had the female Titan. Yeah. Oh, my bad. I skipped the whole thing. They had the female Titan pinned down at first. Because after she left Armin, she was chasing after where Eren was. And so they tell him to keep running. And so Eren's just like, why? But he's like, because he didn't understand what was going on. He's like, yeah, we're not here to ask questions. We just follow orders. So they're running. And the next thing you know, Captain or Commander Erwin had an ambush set up. And they just laced the female Titans with arrows and pinned her down. And she comes up and blocks her neck to save herself. Okay. And yeah. So she gets out of it somehow. And that's when she's able to steal gear to, cause she gets out of that form. And that's when she's able to steal gear and go away. So she finds Levi's group again. And so they go into the battle. So they're going into the battle with Eren and the female Titan. And you see, for one moment, you think so. At one point, yeah, Eren's getting his ass whipped or whatever. And then, yeah, you know, he's kind of turned, then all of a sudden, he finally turns the tide on the female Titan. And all of a sudden, you see this one freeze frame where Eren just kind of gets a shocked look at his face. And I'm like, what's going on? Next thing you know, Eren's head is completely off. Eren's head is completely knocked off. And I'm just like, wow. And you think he's gonna get got, but he gets rescued by. Eats him.
Yeah, he gets snatched.
He gets snatched. So she eats the female Titan.
Yeah. What?
Hmm? Wait, the female Titan eats him.
Yeah, the female Titan eats him. Yeah, the female Titan. Eats
him. I'm like, hey, Eren, hey.
You're stupid.
Yo, this is not that show.
Yeah, you dropped the phone.
You see? Ragdoll.
Oh, man.
But you see that. But of course, you know, she's trying to get away. And that's when I expect my favorite part. Levi and Mikasa chase her down. And start going after. It's like, nah, we getting Eren back. But hold on, I'm just thinking, yo, Eren, how many times you going to get eaten?
Right?
How many times?
Yeah.
Yo. But like she ate him, but like kind of like just kept him there. Like, yeah, okay, I'm not gonna swallow you. So
yeah, because he was like wrapped in like some saliva type thing, and it was just
nasty.
Like a gross ass cocoon. Ugh.
But when you see Levi and Eren, because like Levi's pissed because she killed their squad. She killed his squad. Mikasa's tight because Eren's taken. It's like Mikasa would protect Eren with her life. Mm-hmm. So when you see both of them together, pissed off.
Yo.
Ooh, what a combo attack! And the perfect storm. Female Titan just getting her limbs sliced and whatnot. She's just like, all right, well, I'm not making it out of here. And so, she's trying to get out, and Levi's just like, nah, no way in hell are you making it out. You're dying here. Mm-hmm. And then she just lets out a scream, and her scream attracts all the nameless titans, all the numb titans,
all the dummies
in that directions, and they start eating her, and that's how. But like, and they eat her, and like, but you don't really know if the person inside is like dead or not.
Yeah, it's inconclusive. It's perfect.
But yeah. And don't worry, there's a lot more, but yo, we all four of us, we each got our own lives. We got stuff to get into. So we are going to get into this in part two.
Yeah, man.
The cliffhanger ending over there. Okay.
I heard the cliffhanger.
Right. It is. I like the cliffhanger too. I heard a little girl was crying a minute ago. So I might have to go. No, yeah.
So you're definitely going to have to take off because you don't want to feel the wrath of the daughter and the mother.
Wrath of the Titan sounds a little bit better right now.
Right?
That's funny. As always, guys, thank you so much for watching. Yo, part two is coming. Part two will be out next week. You ladies and gentlemen, please follow us at Anime Brothers. On Instagram, we are on Twitter at A Brothers. We got a YouTube page. Look us up, Anime
Brothers.
We have our Facebook. Wait, what happened?
Oh, hold up. What?
Did we
Twitter is at Anime Brothers too now. I everything is the same now.
We actually got to
streamlined.
Switch it up.
Streamlined. I've been doing some work. I'm telling you.
Are you working?
I've been doing work.
Okay. Jimmy has been working behind the scenes. We have
at Anime Brothers.
Yes.
On Twitter,
on everything.
Instagram.
On everything.
Facebook.
Streamline. A Brothers.
And TikTok.
Anime Brothers.
We are now on TikTok, people.
Get us on TikTok. Hi.
Do your thing. At Anime Brothers everywhere on all social media platforms. Thank you very much, Haitian Sensation, for coming through.
Subscribe.
Hope you come back next week. You coming back next week?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to brush up and find out what the tales of Aaron.
Should
have been the main lead, main character line.
All right.
Yeah, man.
That's everybody. The kind of show, I'm just saying.
Pretty much.
You know, she's up there right now. She's like, this is supposed to be about me.
Yo. All right, guys. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next week.
Any out.
Any out. Peace.